This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. A Parkland Hospital report in January found the highest rates of health disparities in Dallas County among African Americans and people living in certain zip codes in Southeast Dallas. That report came out, though, before COVID-19 showed up in Texas. Mike Malaise wrote the report. In this edition of Vital Signs, the Senior Vice President of Communications and External Relations for Parkland Hospital talked with me about what's happened since in those zip codes.
The health needs assessment outlined a lot of disparities. There were communities who suffered higher mortality rates associated with diabetes, hypertension, cancer, socioeconomic issues such as lack of access to healthy food, lack of access to internet services, spending an inordinate amount of your income on transportation. It covered clinical conditions, health conditions, and then other socioeconomic issues that impacted both of those other things.
The health disparities would make any community a sitting target for coronavirus. How bad were these problems, zip codes hit by that?
In urban areas like Dallas, but back east, coronavirus was killing minority patients at a much higher rate than the population at large. We have not seen that in Dallas County. If you look at the latest numbers from the county, the mortality rates, 36% of white, 31% Hispanic, 23% African-American. The rates of infection are not incredibly out of line with each ethnicity group's percentage of the overall population, but that's not by accident. That was because there was a concerted effort to do testing and outreach into those underserved communities. That doesn't mean people in these other served areas are not at higher risk. People in hourly jobs who don't live in homes where family members can't spread out, who don't have an alternative site to send people for social distancing, have a harder time following the guidelines to avoid infection. That is why it is so important to stay vigilant in these areas within the community. That work is not done, and it is too early to take a victory lap in addressing the disparity with COVID-19 in Dallas.
Did the shelter-in-place order help? Even though I guess an unfortunate side of it is that maybe it might in some way contribute to poverty in the area, since it may have affected who was able to go to work and who wasn't.
People talk about when we start opening the economy, are we going to see a second wave of COVID infection? I think that the second round of widespread infection may actually be a third wave. I think the second wave of COVID-19 is economic devastation. The two of those are interrelated. So if you have people who go to an hourly job, they can't pay their car note or for child care, so they may lose their job altogether at some point. If they lose their job altogether, they can't pay the rent. If they can't pay the rent, they become homeless. Those at the lower end of the socioeconomic ladder just don't have the social support to weather the storm in many cases the way some of us do.
What steps are Parkland and the County Health Department having to put in place now to try and stop the spread of coronavirus in these zip codes in Southeast Dallas?
We send out a massive amount of communication to organizations that interact with community centers, homeless shelters on a weekly basis, both clinical information on how to stay healthy and socioeconomic information on how to mitigate the economic impact. We are doing robocalls into these targeted communities with information on how they can stay safe and where they can get tested. Telehealth has been a huge part of our response to COVID. We have converted a lot of the clinic appointments that otherwise we just would have canceled because you can't have folks coming into the clinics right now if it's not necessary. The other thing that we're doing is our community health worker program has executed around 1,500 encounters with targeted high-risk patients in these zip codes.
When we get beyond this immediate health crisis, what would you like to see maybe become the new normal in healthcare in these problem zip codes?
More resources and effort put into the community like the telehealth services. That involves solving the internet desert there in this part of the county, working with DISD to do that. I would like to see more work with the community health workers going into people's homes, things like we were starting to do with our maternal mortality program where we do home visits for 100% of the moms. We learned a lot of lessons during this time, not being able to bring people into the traditional modes of care, which is essentially bringing them to your brick and mortar sites. We've had to get creative, and I would like to see that continue.